Welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast on production. I'm so glad you're here because this topic is one of the absolute cornerstones of economics. And once you understand it properly, so many other topics will just click into place. So, let's start with the big question. What actually is production? In economics, production is the process of combining resources to create goods and services that satisfy human wants and needs. Simple enough, right? But the examiners want you to go much deeper than that. At the heart of production are what we call the factors of production. These are the four essential inputs that every business needs to produce anything at all. And I want you to remember them with a simple acronym, LLCE. That stands for Land, Labour, Capital and Enterprise. Let's go through each one carefully. First up, land. In economics, land doesn't just mean fields and soil. It refers to all natural resources, everything that comes from the earth. That includes farmland, yes, but also minerals, oil, gas, forests, rivers, and even the electromagnetic spectrum used for mobile phones. Land can be renewable, like timber from a sustainably managed forest, or non-renewable, like oil and coal. The reward paid to the owners of land is called rent. Second, labour. Labour is the human effort, both physical and mental, that goes into production. A factory worker on an assembly line is providing physical labour. An accountant crunching numbers is providing mental labour. Both count. Labour can be skilled, like a surgeon or an engineer, or unskilled, like a general labourer. The quality of labour can be improved through education and training, which economists call investment in human capital. The reward for labour is wages or salaries. Third, capital. Now, this is where students often get confused, and I want you to get this right. In economics, capital does not mean money. Capital means man-made resources used in production. Think machinery, factories, computers, vehicles, and tools. These are sometimes called physical capital. There is also human capital, the skills and knowledge embedded in workers. The reward for capital is interest. And fourth, enterprise. This is the factor that brings everything else together. The entrepreneur is the risk taker, the person who combines land, labour, and capital to produce goods and services in the hope of making a profit. Without enterprise, the other three factors just sit there doing nothing. Think of Elon Musk, James Dyson, or any small business owner who took a risk to start something new. The reward for enterprise is profit, but of course, entrepreneurs can also make a loss. That's the risk they take. So, to recap our four factors: land, natural resources, rewarded with rent; labour, human effort, rewarded with wages; capital, man-made resources, rewarded with interest; enterprise, risk-taking and organisation, rewarded with profit, LLCE, land, labour, capital, enterprise. Now let's talk about the three sectors of production, because this is another area that comes up regularly in exams. The primary sector involves extracting raw materials directly from nature. Farming, fishing, mining, forestry, all of these are primary sector activities. They take what nature provides and make it available for use. The secondary sector involves taking those raw materials and turning them into finished goods. Car manufacturing, construction, food processing, steel production, all secondary. This is the industrial heart of an economy. The tertiary sector provides services rather than physical goods. Banking, retail, healthcare, education, tourism, all tertiary. In the UK to date, tertiary sector accounts for around 80% of GDP and employment. This shift away from manufacturing towards services is called deindustrialisation, and it's a really important concept for your exam. Some specifications also mention a quaternary sector. This covers knowledge-based industries like research and development, information technology, and consultancy. If your exam board includes this, make sure you can give examples. Let's now think about productivity, because examiners love this concept. Productivity measures output per unit of input. Labour productivity, for example, is the output produced per worker per hour. If a factory produces 100 cars per worker per week, and then invests in new machinery so it produces 120 cars per worker per week, labour productivity has increased by 20%. Why does productivity matter?
Higher productivity means lower costs per unit, which makes businesses more competitive. It can lead to higher wages for workers and higher profits for firms. At a national level, rising productivity drives economic growth. This is why governments invest in education, training, and infrastructure, all of which boost productivity. One more concept I want to cover in this section, the difference between goods and services. Goods are physical, tangible products, a car, a loaf of bread, a smartphone. Services are intangible, a haircut, a legal consultation, a streaming subscription. Both are outputs of the production process, and both satisfy human wants. Examiners may ask you to classify examples, so make sure you're confident with this distinction.
Right, now let's get into exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You need to know how to turn that knowledge into marks. The most common command words you'll see on production questions are define, explain, analyse, and evaluate. Let me walk you through each one. Define questions are usually worth 1 or 2 marks. They want a precise technical definition. For example, define the term capital. A strong answer, capital refers to man-made resources used in the production of goods and services, such as machinery, factories, and equipment. Notice I've given the definition and an example. That's how you secure both marks. Explain questions are typically worth 4 marks. Use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, and link. So for a question like, explain one way in which an improvement in labour productivity might benefit a business, your answer, if labour productivity increases, each worker produces more output per hour. This means the cost per unit falls, as the same wage bill now produces more goods. As a result, the business can either reduce prices to gain market share or maintain prices and enjoy higher profit margins. That's a 4-mark answer. Point, evidence, explanation, and a clear link. For longer analyse and evaluate questions, typically 6, 8, or 12 marks, you need chains of reasoning, and for evaluate questions, a clear judgment. Examiners want developed analysis, not just stating a point, but explaining the mechanism and considering consequences. Here are the most common mistakes I see candidates make on production questions on production questions. Mistake 1, confusing capital with money. Capital in economics means man-made resources. If you write that capital means money, you will lose marks, always. Mistake 2, defining land too narrowly. Land includes all natural resources: oil, gas, minerals, water, forests, not just agricultural fields. Mistake 3, forgetting enterprise in a list of factors. Always include all 4: land, labour, capital, enterprise. Mistake 4, not applying knowledge to the context given. If the question gives you a business scenario, make sure your answer refers back to that context. Generic answers score lower than contextualised ones. Mistake 5, confusing the sectors. Primary is extraction, secondary is manufacturing, tertiary is services. A common error is putting construction in the primary sector. It's secondary because it transforms raw materials into buildings. Now let's think about synoptic links, connections to other topics. Production links to supply and demand. When factors of production become more expensive, production costs rise, shifting the supply curve left. It links to economic growth. More productive economies grow faster. It connects to unemployment. Deindustrialization led to structural unemployment in former industrial regions. And it links to globalization. Firms access cheaper factors of production in other countries, which is why manufacturing has moved to countries like China and Bangladesh. Time for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a pause to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What are the 4 factors of production? Land, labour, capital, and enterprise. Question 2. What is the reward for enterprise? Profit. Question 3. What sector does car manufacturing belong to? The secondary sector. Question 4. What does deindustrialization mean?
the decline of the manufacturing sector and the growth of the service sector. Question 5. How is labour productivity calculated? Output per worker, or output divided by the number of workers per hour. Question 6. Give one example of a non-renewable natural resource. Oil, coal, or natural gas. Any of those is correct. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Production is the process of combining factors of production to create goods and services. The 4 factors are land, labour, capital, and enterprise. Remember, LLCE. Production is organised into 3 sectors. Primary, extracting raw materials. Secondary, manufacturing goods. Tertiary, providing services. The UK has experienced significant deindustrialisation, shifting from secondary to tertiary dominance. Productivity measures output per unit of input. Higher productivity lowers costs, boosts competitiveness, and drives economic growth. In the exam, always define terms precisely. Use Peel for explain questions and contextualise your answers to the scenario given. Never confuse capital with money and always include enterprise in your list of factors. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in economics is built on understanding these core concepts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. This has been your GCSE Economics Production Revision Podcast. Thank you for listening.